Day 7. Hi there. It's not easy to become less demanding and to get rid of guilt, but please know that it can be done and that it's a process that takes time. It's also important to be aware that you can never get rid of it completely. However, by adopting a way of thinking that is more realistic and by repeating it often, you will feel the extraordinary benefits of inner peace. In fact, your life will be changed. Our clinical experience has shown us that strong guilt is often accompanied by strong repressed anger towards one's parents. My parents should have behaved better toward me, should have loved me better. And this anger, which is an automatic emotion, feels uncomfortable for us. I don't have the right to be resentful or aggressive toward my parents. They're my parents. They do their best, so I must be a bad person. In the mind of a child, parents are like God, and it's not right to blame them. So, if I feel anger toward them, I must be wrong and I deserve to be punished. It can be very hard for a child to handle the guilty feelings of being angry at a parent. So often the child will suppress his anger, deny it, and play the role of the victim. We suspect that Sandra had repressed her anger towards her mother. When we addressed this with Sandra, she started to sob. She finally said, "I've tried to hide that all my life. I shouldn't blame my mother. She's my mother. She was good to me." In our experience, the guilt that comes with being angry at a parent is the heart of the problem. To get rid of a negative emotion, there are two steps to take. The first is to identify the negative thought. In Sandra's case, it is, "I should not resent my mother." The second step, then, is to confront the unrealistic thought and replace it with a realistic one. The first step to identify the unrealistic thought isn't always easy. Since Sandra was raised in a demanding and morally strict environment, it's normal for her to think that she has no right to resent her mother, but in fact, this thought is completely unrealistic. "I should not" is a demand and obligation that is not based on reality. In reality, our emotions are automatic and outside our conscious choice. An emotion cannot be judged or discussed. It is simply felt. However, if I'm not happy about an emotion I have felt, I can do something about it. I can do something to change my perception of the situation. The key to this programming is in the awareness that our emotions are felt automatically and that they originate from the demands that we make of ourselves or of others. It would be great if we were all perfect, but that's an ideal that doesn't exist in this universe. Think about it. Bye for now.